Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the lines have clearly been drawn, and now it's up to us. It's up to us to decide whether the future of the United States of America is going to be in the hands of those who want freedom, who want an economy that's sustainable, who wants common sense and decency, or whether it's going to be in the hands of people who will insist that a man can give birth, who insists that a six-year-old can pick their gender, who insists that anyone who thinks otherwise is evil. And folks, it's down to this. It is 100% now up to you. You're going to have to make a decision. And if you're like me, I'm going to fight this tooth and nail. And I know there's an awful lot of people out there listening to the show who will fight alongside me in that battle. And I hope there's some politicians that will do it too, although I think they're getting scarce. And when I say fight before everybody goes crazy, we're going to discuss in depth how the media twists what you say. I don't mean fight. I don't mean go out there and punch a liberal in the face. What I mean is we have to resist this. They have broken you down by somehow getting you to believe that if you resist what is happening, you're backwards, you're old-fashioned, you're uncool, you're a fascist, you're misogynistic, you're homophobic, you're transphobic, you're racist, you're whatever. That's what they've convinced you. So many people who would like to speak up says, oh, I don't want to be put in that box. So I guess I'll just keep my opinions to myself. Wrong. That's how they got here to begin with. Because too many people kept their opinions to themselves and said, I don't want to be labeled. I don't want to be chastised. I don't want to be thought of as the uncool person in the room or the old-fashioned person in the room, or certainly don't want to be considered racist or homophobic or any of those other things. Well, they counted on that, and they were right. They were right. A lot of people didn't speak out. And because a lot of people didn't speak out, we are now in this position where we have reached the end of the line. There is no more debate. It's now or never. You're either going to stop this nonsense or you're going to live with it for the rest of your lives and probably your children's lives. There's no middle ground anymore. Because, folks, the left is a cult. I've said it before, and I will say it again, and I have some expertise on cults because I did years of research into them for a proposed book that I never actually did get to write, but during the course of those 2 years, I learned so much about cults. And you know what I learned? I learned one of the first things they do is to vilify anyone who's not in the cult, to make you think anyone who's trying to talk you out of this is an evil person. Even if they love you, even if it's your mother or your father, your sister, your brother, your closest personal friend, they're evil. You have to cut ties with them. You cannot associate with them. You cannot listen. Well, what's the first thing the left did? Is they've decided you can't listen to opposing viewpoints. If you have an opposing viewpoint and you come to a college where you may reach a few students whose brains aren't totally turned into zombie mush by indoctrination, you're canceled. We can't allow you to speak. YouTube, if you want to put something on YouTube, you can't do that. You can't talk about certain things. If you do, we will cancel you. It's gotten even worse than that, folks, because now what they're doing is they're telling you things that you clearly saw for yourself you did not see, which is another thing the cult does. Did I see someone being treated unfairly? Did I see someone being used or abused in this cult? Oh, no, you didn't see that. Yeah, but I did see it. I mean, no. See, that is part of the problem. You're still not 100% convinced that this is for you. You must do better. You didn't see that. Anyone with one eyeball clearly saw the President of the United States finish a speech and then try to shake hands with people who were not there. Everyone saw it. We are now being told by the media and the newspapers, you didn't see that, that didn't happen. You're absolutely incorrect. If you post on social media that it happened, they will fact check you and say it never occurred. What you clearly saw and can still see on videotape never occurred. Now, what they'll say to you is this. They'll say what he was trying to do is to acknowledge the crowd. With a wave of his hand, a majestic wave of his hand, I'm acknowledging you. Except he didn't wave his hand, folks. He stuck his hand out for a handshake. That's not how you acknowledge a crowd. If you're acknowledging a crowd, you point a little bit. You put your hand out and say, over here, over there, over here. You don't just shake your hand. You don't just stick your hand out for a handshake and keep it there. And by the way, he only acknowledged one side, huh? If that's what he was doing, how come he didn't acknowledge the other side of the crowd? Because that's not true. But if you attempt to say it is true, the cult will stop you from saying it. Just like when a real cult, an actual cult, steals your money, and you object and say, wait a minute, my money seems, oh no, we did not do it. No, you did not see that. No, we did not do that. Even though your eyes clearly tell you what's happening. Now the fact checkers are actually telling you what their opinion is. In other words, let's just take this at face value. Let's say a fact checker says, in my opinion, he was sticking his hand out in an effort to acknowledge the crowd. That's just your opinion. You have no possible way of knowing what was in Joe Biden's head when he stuck his hand out. So if you're going to tell me that what I believe, which is what my eyes tell me, is that he stuck his hand out for a handshake to someone who wasn't there, is not a fact, then you're either a mind reader or you're a liar. And I know which one. But now even opinion is no longer allowed. You must, in fact, bow down before the masses in all ways. Do not correct anything they say. Do not attempt to enter facts into the equation or you will be canceled. That is cult activity. Now, what kind of a cult? Well, gee, pick your poison. I mean, we could say climate cult, right? Because all of this stuff that's being done is really being done in the name of climate. If you think for 1 minute that cutting these emissions and trying to get a Green New Deal passed is not lock, stock, and barrel in line with what they're doing, just ask yourself, isn't it a coincidence that every single thing that COVID prevented you from doing also helps pass the Green New Deal? Isn't that amazing? Stay in your homes, don't drive, don't work, wear a mask, don't go to school, everything. So, wow. It's going to make shortages of meat, so you got to be a vegetarian. Oh, amazing. So everything that COVID wrought upon the United States just happens to help them into the Green New Deal. That's a coincidence, huh? Folks, what we're dealing with theoretically now is a cult that's so out of control that even our own media is backing them. Even our own media. And yes, even some right-wing media. Let me give you an example of what I mean. It wasn't so long ago that there was an interview being done with an English broadcaster who now, I guess, has some affiliation with Fox. He was on a show or two here and there. I think he was on The Five once or twice. And he secured an interview with Donald Trump, the former president of the United States. And in his clips, he clearly showed Donald Trump say, "You're a liar." And then say, "Turn off that camera." And get up and storm out. What's the implication? Donald Trump is a hothead. We didn't even finish our interview. He called me a liar and stormed out. Well, in reality, Donald Trump has tweeted and proven that this man is a 100% liar. And you know what? I'm going to name him. Piers Morgan. He's a 100% liar. Piers Morgan kept saying during the interview, "This is the last question." And then another question came up, and then another question came up, and then another question came up. So Donald Trump good-naturedly said, "You're a liar." See, they cut the part where he said, "You keep saying it's the last question, and it's not." Then, when the interview is over, Donald Trump stands up and says, "Cut the camera." The reason he says cut the camera is he's going to engage in some personal conversation with Piers Morgan that he does not want the camera to pick up. Perhaps it's where he's staying. Perhaps it's something to do with something personal. Whatever it happens to be, he says in a good-natured way, cut the camera. But that's not the implication the way they edited it. The way they edited it, they did it on purpose to make him look like a hothead and someone who was calling him names. Media does this all the time. Because the media is I'll call them the enforcement arm of the cult. They indoctrinate you. They say, this is what you will believe. If you do not believe this, you're bad, you're evil, you're racist, you're whatever it happens to be. And it's gotten to the point where even people who have great academic credentials have fallen for this cult. There are professors, scientists, every walk of life you can think of. You ask, can a man have a baby? Well, that's a very difficult question. No, actually, it's not. The answer is no, a man cannot have a baby. But the cult says they can. And because the cult says they can, you have to find any way possible to justify what is being said, or you might be ostracized from that cult. So they come up with the most far-reaching things they can. They'll say, well, theoretically, if a woman identifies as a man and she hasn't went through the entire surgery yet and she happens to become impregnated, then you could potentially say a man give birth to a child. Incorrect. That's still a woman. And anyone knows it. Anyone knows it. And in this cult, by the way, life doesn't mean anything. There are people saying, oh, well, if you refuse to take the vax and you get terribly sick, you shouldn't be given hospital care. You shouldn't be given treatment. You should be sent home to die. Now, that's not crazy people saying it. That's doctors. That's nurses. That's teachers. That's politicians. Let that sink in for a minute. These are the same people, by the way, that says, well, if you're 8 months and 3 weeks along, you can still tear the baby out of a woman's stomach and throw it in the trash bin. That's not a life. Because they don't value life. Our life expectancy is going down every year for the past couple of years. And lo and behold, they want it that way. You see, because much like the Nazis believe, once you get past a certain age where you're no longer working, you're no longer contributing, you've just become a burden. They don't want to pay for your health care. They don't want to supplement your income. They don't want to do any of that stuff. They want you gone. You're no longer useful. They'd be just happy as clams if the life expectancy went down to 65. And that's a cult. A flat-out cult. Now, Joe Biden is not the leader of this cult. He's the figurehead of this cult, but he is not the leader. What they did was very clear. They said, let's put someone in place who does not look like a cult member, who does not espouse the same virtues, at least outwardly, as the cult. look sometime at the real cult members. You can't see the craziness in the eyes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You can't see that distant, far away, I'm in another world look in her eyes. Those are the same eyes that you can see when you used to go to the airports and see the Moonies selling poppies in the airport. They're totally disconnected from reality. And they don't want to be brought back to reality because they fear it. See, that's the thing. They fear the truth. They fear facts. Because facts get in the way of their ideology. And the cult has told you, you must follow this ideology. It's up to us right now. If you know someone who's espousing the same stuff, to try to wake them up, to make them understand that you've been sold a bill of goods here. See, but they won't let you, because much like a cult who says you can't talk to your mother anymore, you can't talk to your father anymore, what do you think the school teachers are doing? You want to dress like a boy today, little girl? Don't tell your mom. Your mom is your enemy. You think I'm making that up? That's precisely what was told to a little girl. Don't tell your mother. Your mother won't understand. Your mother's you can't be trusted. Exact words. Your mother cannot be trusted to a child. That's not a cult. What is it? What is that if not a cult? And worse yet, folks, they've gotten big business in bed with them too. Disney has openly went berserk. They've openly declared war on your children and their children's network. They're like, it is up to us as a company to teach your children sexuality. Really? And who nominated you for that task? We are going to put wokeism and different sorts of sexual conduct and everything else in all of our cartoons and all of our programming so your children can learn. Yeah, except you're not the arbiter of what our children learn. Jen Psaki broke down and cried about this supposed don't say gay bill, which has nothing to do with being gay. Do you know what this bill clearly says? This bill says until you're in the third grade, no talk of any sort of sexuality will be tolerated. In other words, your 5-, 6-, and 7-year-old don't need to hear about your sex life or anybody's sex life or their future sex life. They're too young. Jen Psaki broke down and cried. She cried. This is a woman who, as press secretary, has to handle tough questions about the economy, about our safety overseas, about every single possible event that's happening in this world. And she's so fragile that when she breaks down over, oh, this is torturing the children. It's torturing the children not to teach them sexuality at 5? That's a cult. That is cult behavior. Our cult was stopped from doing something. It's a dark day. Oh, no. See, that's cult behavior, because a mature, responsible adult would have said, well, I consider this a setback because in my mind, this was a positive. I realize some parents don't like it, and I realize that the governor of Florida takes it a different way. We have a fundamental difference of opinion. That's what a mature adult says. This is a woman in a very high position. What does she do? She breaks down and cries. She breaks down and cries like a 4-year-old who's being told, no, no, you may not have your 4th puppy. You haven't taken care of the first 3. That's who you have in charge? That's cult behavior. You know it. Everybody knows it. When you try to control all the information, when you attempt to tell people wrong is right, when you cut people off from any opposing viewpoints whatsoever, including cutting them off from the personal lives of people who care about them, all in the name of an ideology that no longer ceases to be just an ideology that begins to be a cult. And that's exactly what this is. Now, Elon Musk, he comes out and says, look, I might buy Twitter. I'm making a huge bid for it. It's a fair bid. It's well above market value. And Twitter goes nuts. And they basically expose themselves for what they are. We would rather lose money. Oh, all we ever heard was we're a private business. We're a private business whose goal is to make money for our stockholders. We don't take a political side. We're not in there for a particular ideology. So when a guy says, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to make this fair again, I'm going to make the playing field fair, they say, oh, no, we'd rather lose all of our money and everything involved. We would rather go bankrupt and live on the streets. Ah, so you're not a business. You're not a for-profit business. You are, in fact, dedicated to a cult ideology. And whether you lose money or make money or break even doesn't really matter to you. What matters to you is to get out your message and censor the other opinion. You've just been revealed. You've just been revealed. That's exactly what you exist to be. Donald Trump can't tweet, but there are a million terrorists tweeting. Because they don't care. Elon Musk clearly said, I'm just going to make it an even playing field. You have a right to your opinion. And they went nuts. Did you see what happened on CNN and MSNBC? This could be the end. This could be it. We can't have this. What did he say that's so horrible? I'll tell you what he said that was so horrible. You don't get to control the narrative strictly anymore if I buy this. Both sides are going to get an equal say, and the playing field is going to be even. And right away, the cultists said, oh, no, we can't have that. If we don't control the whole entire narrative, we can't win. Correct. They exposed themselves again, folks. The only way they can win is to control the entire narrative. Have none of you ever seen those videos where they go to a college? And they say, this is Joe Biden's plan. And they'll say, this is his tax plan. And they read it out. And because these students have been indoctrinated, they say, Joe Biden is brilliant. Yes, yes, that's what we want. Do you think that's a very good plan? Oh, it's brilliant. It's everything we've ever hoped for. Yeah, that was Donald Trump's plan. We lied to you. We just told you it was Joe Biden's to see what you'd say. You know what they say? First, they get confused. I don't think so. No, it is. It's Donald Trump's plan. Would you like to see it? I misunderstood you. I thought that you said something different. No, you didn't. You've just been given a woke pill. You really woke up. You see, because it doesn't matter what Joe Biden does. You're going to be told it's great, and you're going to accept it as great, or you're out of the cult. And you don't want to be out of the cult, because if you're out of the cult, all the cool rock stars are in the cult. All the cool actors are in the cult. All the cool athletes and all the cool models and everybody that's just hip and wonderful is in the cult. Do you want to go out there with those mean, evil people who won't let you wear a dress and go into a woman's bathroom when you're a 60-year-old man who has 15 convictions for child molestation? That's the problem, folks. That's the problem. Interestingly enough, the news is going crazy. You can't have Elon Musk control this much of the social networks. Well, really? What about Mark Zuckerberg, who illegally donated hundreds of millions of dollars he wasn't supposed to the Biden campaign? What about him? He's just fine, right? He can do it. He can censor you right now. He can say Joe Biden wasn't trying to shake hands with anybody, and if you try to say it, we're going to fact check your account and say you were wrong, and you have no recourse. Oh, he's fine to say that. Can you imagine if that's Elon Musk? Can you imagine if somebody tweeted, a man can have a baby, that's a scientific fact, and Elon Musk decides to employ fact checkers to say, fact check, this is absolute total bullshit, no they can't. the left would go crazy. They would say, he's a fascist. He's killing our freedom of speech. You see what this fascist evil Nazi's doing. Mark Zuckerberg's doing it, and he's fine, right? He's all good. Everything's great. Because your narrative isn't challenged and can't be challenged. Simple as that. Now, I don't get this on the right. People are telling me, well, I don't know. The right has a lot of tinfoil hat cultists in there, too. I don't get that, though. I have people from the right wing writing to me with theories that I think is a little off base. And when I tell them, I don't know, man, I ain't buying this, they don't get hostile at me. They say, well, no, I understand. I know it's a little far-fetched. I thought I'd run it by you, see what you got to say. You know, I believe it maybe a little more than you. No, I'm very skeptical. I'm not really believing that right now. Okay. And then we just go on our merry way and everything's fine. That doesn't happen on the left. You will believe everything we believe or you're out. Don't believe me? Ask Bill Maher. Well, he was the darling of the left. All of a sudden, he's an evil, terrible, horrible person. Because he finally said, wait a minute. This is crazy talking about men having babies and stuff. This is dumb. Ah. See, they can't stand up to any opposition whatsoever. It's lockstep groupthink or out. The right's not doing that. Now, I want to warn you ahead of time, folks. Your only recourse, your only way to fight back is at the polls and at school board meetings and by boycotting places that I know it's going to be tough. I know your kids want to go to Disney World. I know they want to subscribe to the Disney Network. I know, you know, I love Mickey Mouse, okay? I grew up on Mickey Mouse. I love Mickey Mouse. At the end of the day, folks, this is going to take some sacrifice on your part. You got to say no. You have to say no. You have to hit them where it hurts and say, if you're going to be the kind of company that is going to support the sexual indoctrination of my children, my will, and clandestinely in your programming, I will not buy your programming. I also will not attend your theme parks, nor buy your merchandise. Now, Governor DeSantis of Florida, to his credit, has stripped, or he's going to strip Disney of all their special privileges. Good for him. If they want to start dictating what policies are going to be allowed in Florida, then they don't get those special privileges anymore. They don't get that to self-govern themselves. They don't get all those breaks. Oh, and wait to see what's going to happen. Because I will guarantee you one thing, folks. A lot of you people didn't know this. Disney got to self-govern themselves, which means a lot of their buildings are probably not up to code because it didn't have to pass code. They were self-governing. If they thought it was safe, it's safe. If their engineer said it's safe, it's safe. If the roof is at the wrong angle, whatever, it's not up to Florida to tell them. That's all done. So if you want to play hardball, Disney, DeSantis is playing hardball back. These are the type of politicians we have to continue to support. Forget the Mitch McConnells. Forget the Mitt Romneys. They're not going to help you. Because they, in their mind, think, we can come to a mutual understanding with the cult. No, you can't. As sad as that sounds, folks, and it believe me, this hurts me to even say it. Because there was a time in my life, and it wasn't too long ago, when I firmly and completely believed that the way forward in the United States of America was for the left and the right to find their mutual ground and say, we're all American citizens, we have to cooperate. We'll give you a little, you give us a little. You know, that's the way it goes. I can't have everything I want. You can't have everything you want. But together, we can have more. Because the left were normal. And they may have said, well, we think this or we think that, and we think the United States needs to do better here, or we think we need to cut emissions a little. Okay, that's fine. I'm not against that if we can do that slowly and with a plan. But what ended up happening here is that ideologists and left-wing lunatics took over the Democratic Party. And it's no longer about middle ground, because they will not settle for middle ground. They want it all. They want to own you. They want to own your children. They want to own your property. They want to own your car. They want to run your health care. They want to run your education. You do nothing. You exist. That's it. You exist. You pay your taxes. You shut up and sit in the corner. And that's not America. So there's no middle ground with them. The proof is in the pudding. They got Joe Biden in under the wire, knowing he was supposedly a moderate. And now guess what they're doing? This far-left cult is saying his policies aren't far-left enough. That's why he's failing. That's why things are going bad. It's not because we're misguided. It's because he's not going far-left enough. Are you on drugs? If you went as far left as you want to go, this country would be in ashes right now. Complete ashes. And that's what they want. They don't want to repair this house that is the United States of America. They want to burn it down and build a different house that looks nothing like the old house. There's no middle ground with people like that. You can't sit down at the table with them and discuss. How can you do that? There's no logical middle ground anymore, because the Democratic Party has ceased to exist. And in its place is now a socialist, fascist cult who think every single person is entitled to their own pronouns. If I go to a party and there's 40 people there, how am I supposed to know everybody's pronouns and keep them straight? I mean, it's just theoretically impossible. They're here to tell you that all the criminals are misunderstood. The only reason anyone commits a crime, even a violent crime, is because of their upbringing and because of their the bias against them. That's not true. There are people who are just born evil. Okay? There are people who are just born evil. You're not going to sit there and tell me that a man who rapes a six-year-old and buries her alive, he just had a poor upbringing. No, he's evil. You're not going to tell me a man who drives his car through a Christmas parade killing women and children, he's just misunderstood. He was just going through a bad time. No, he's evil. Because I've had bad times, and I never thought about hurting anyone else or myself. I thought about how I get out of the bad times. Meanwhile, the police are the evil ones, according to them. Oh, they're the fascist bullies. They're the ones restricting what you want to do. They're the reason you're poor and out of work. They're the reason you can't make a fortune selling drugs on the street. Well, you see, wrong is right in their world. Everything is upside down and everything is backwards. And that's the way they truly and honestly believe this world should go. So Elon Musk tries to straighten it out on Twitter, at least, and he's vilified as he's going to be a fascist. But it's absolutely no problem whatsoever for Bill Gates to buy up all the farmland in the United States of America. That's not a threat, right? Why is Bill Gates buying up all the farmland in the United States of America? Would anyone ask Bill Gates that question? Could you please tell me why you're buying up all the farmland, since you seem to think everyone in the world should be a vegetarian? Is there a reason you're buying up all the farmland? Because it sounds to me like you want to take that farmland away so we can't have any meat. Nope, perfectly okay for him to do that. This is America. If he wants to buy the farms all up, he can buy the farms all up. Ah, but Elon Musk can't buy Twitter. That would be a terrible thing. See, it's rules for you, but not for them. We just saw something that's almost so unbelievable, it made my head explode. A judge ruled you no longer have to wear masks on an airplane because, as everyone now clearly knows, thanks to a Johns Hopkins study, the masks do not work. They never worked. It was a mistake. You could say it was a mistake. I mean, if the left want to come out and say, well, I mean, you know, we thought they worked. Turns out they didn't work very well, if at all. But, hey, we were trying to err on the side of caution. I could accept that. But you're not doing that, see. They refuse. They're, no, they're wrong. Oh, wait a minute. I thought you said believe the science. John Hopkins is a university and a very well-known university, conducted all these studies and said masks do not work. They're wrong. Oh, okay. Now, you see, Joe Biden, if he wasn't a member of a cult and he was a smart politician, Joe Biden would have said, oh, we no longer have to wear masks on airplanes. Put me in front of a camera. And Joe Biden would have looked at the American people and he would have said the following. My administration is proud to announce that thanks to our hard work in battling this terrible pandemic, we have come to a place in this country where you no longer have to wear masks on airplanes. You can credit this administration and their hard work for finally putting an end to that nonsense. And you know what? He might have got a little bit of a boost there. People would have said, okay, well, that sounds good. Oh, but that's not what he did, ladies and gentlemen. His administration said, wrong. This is a terrible decision, and we are going to sue. You will continue to wear those masks. Oh, I get it. So it's not a good thing that there's a decision being made that the masks can go. You'll sue to keep those masks on, except if you're on the airplane, except if you're at a party, except if you're in a political rally, except if you're in a news conference. Then you don't need one because you're much too important for COVID to strike. And much as I predicted on this show, here comes another wave of COVID, and you wait and see if there isn't a big hadoo come the midterms of, well, we can't have people going out to vote. They're going to have, we're going to have to change the rules, and more people's going to have to vote by mail. We're seeing through this now, folks. We're seeing through this. We are looking at the United States of America, who, if you want to be fair and not go by ridiculously calculated numbers, is probably at an inflation rate of about 15 to 18%. If not a little more. They're going to say 8.5 to 10. They're full of it. I see people on a daily basis in a supermarket picking up and putting down pieces of meat because they can't afford it. Oh, I'd like to have this nice roast beef from, oh, how much is that? Maybe I'll just get some chicken. Oh, the chicken's even expensive. Let me see what they got in the frozen meals, in the processed foods that's going to kill me sooner. Yeah. They don't want you eating meat. So the meat price is going to continue to rise. They don't want you using gasoline. And the only reason gas has went down at all, I get people saying, see, gas has went down the whole time. Oh, gee, how wonderful. It's went up $2 and now you're going to celebrate because it went down a dime. And the reason it's went down a dime is threefold. One, eased up restrictions on using ethanol, so there's more ethanol in the gas temporarily, which makes it a little bit cheaper. Two, they gave back the oil companies a full 20% of their leasing. 20%. Not 100. 20%. But they're charging them double. Ah. Well, that's not going to drive the prices down too much. And when that doesn't drive the prices down too much, they're going to say, see, those greedy oil companies, we gave them what they wanted, and it's still up high. Yeah, because you doubled the rate that you're charging them. Why wouldn't you say we're lowering the rate if you wanted gas to be lower? And three, you opened up some reserves that's going to last us for, I don't know, probably another week or two. And you're not even planning on replenishing those reserves. And you know why you're not going to replenish those reserves? Because you don't want gas. I just got my final fill up of oil to heat my house. I wasn't empty. I'm just on automatic delivery. I guess I got about 2/3 of a tank. It was over $1,000. Now, by the grace of God, I can afford that. But I'm going to tell you firsthand, I know people who can't. I know people who, if they got a $1,000 oil bill, would say, I don't even know how I'm going to eat. I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent this month. They don't care, folks. They do not care because they want you at their mercy, just like every cult does. You see, the cult leaders are the people who control the fate of the minions. You're the minions. You'll be told what medical procedures you will get or can get. You'll be told what you can eat. You'll be told where you can work. You'll be told how much of your money you can keep. You'll be told how to address people. You'll be told what's right for your children and what your children will be taught. You will be told what to think, and you will think it. And if you step out of line, you will get nothing. Because we control it all. That's what the future is going to be. And the future is now. It's not 20 years from now. It's now. So now it's up to you. You're going to have to make a stand here, folks. You're going to have to swallow your thoughts of, well, I want my kids to go to Disneyland, and I want to have this, and I want to have that. I don't care what it is. Any company who's supporting this ridiculous agenda, do not patronize. I put my money where my mouth is. There was no bigger baseball fan than me. There was no bigger football fan than me. When they started the kneeling thing, I said, I'm done. I will not watch one game. I will not buy any merchandise. I will not give them a dime of my money until it stops. And the same holds true with Disney. The same holds true with any of these organizations that produce food or clothing or whatever else. I wouldn't have a pair of Nike sneakers on my feet. Yeah, I know. It's all hip and cool to have Nike. Well, at some point, you got to put the hip and cool aside, and you got to say, I'm going to do what's good for my country. There were people long before us who gave their life for the freedom that you're tossing away right now. Why don't you go visit the cemeteries that are filled with people who said, I'll die so that the future of this country remains free. And it's not remaining free, folks. Are all those people going to have died in vain? Are all of those people going to have sacrificed their lives so you could go to Disneyland? The time has come. This is it. You put your money where your mouth is. If you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, if you're an independent and you believe a lot of the things that I'm saying, you got to call your local politicians and say, if you do not support this an America First agenda, if you do not reject this ridiculous wokeism, we will not vote for you. I don't care if there's an R next to your name. I don't care what party you claim to represent. I don't want you. Because it's time that the adults took charge again. The children have run the country into the ground with their cosplay of, I'm a woman today, I'm a man tomorrow, I can have a baby, I'm a man, I'm on my period, and I'm a 60-year-old man. They've run the country into the ground. They don't want fossil fuel. They don't want meat. They don't want you traveling. They don't want you understanding what your children are being indoctrinated with. They don't want you to make your own health care decisions. They want full control, and they're getting it. While you're sitting on your ass and saying, oh, better days are coming. Better days are not coming unless you make them come, okay? You have to do it. The line's already drawn. They can't be more obvious than they're being right now. They've taken away your freedom of expression. They've taken away your health care choices. They've taken away your children's education and decide for themselves what they want your child to believe. They've taken away your ability to work. They've taken away your ability to travel. They've taken away your ability to speak. What more do you want them to take away, folks? Before you finally say, wait a minute, I have nothing. I'm not free. I'm a house pet. See, that's the problem. We may love our pets, but our pets are not free. Because if our pets decided, well, we're not coming back one day, you'd go look for them and you'd bring them home. Yeah, because you love them, but also because they're not free. I don't want to be a house pet, whether I'm being treated well or not. You take your cat or your dog or whatever to the vet, and the vet says, well, it's going to be a very, very expensive surgery to save their lives. You say, well, I really can't afford it. Just put them down. Oh, is that what we're going to be? Oh, well, they're kind of old. They're in their 70s. It would really be a strain on the economy. Why don't you just put them down? That's what's happening, folks. That's what happens when you don't have any free choice. And this is right now. This is not tomorrow. It's not the next day. It's right now. We can't fight back any other way than at the polls and by voicing our opinions. For every single person, and I know people who are so well-intentioned, and they'll say, I made a comment on Twitter or Facebook or something, and right away, 15 leftists laughed at me and said I was stupid, so I just went away. I don't want to be bullied. No! That's the exact wrong approach. You tell those people, hey, idiot, I don't know what you're laughing at. You better get your head out of your ass and wake up. You don't run away. We didn't run away on the beaches of Normandy. We didn't run away every time we went into battle. We stood and we fought. And if you're not going to fight for your freedom, then get the hell out of the way and let the people who will fight for their freedom to the front lines, okay? I'm tired of people saying, well, my feelings got hurt because of someone I knew for a long time said I must be a racist. You tell that person you're a moron. You tell that person, I don't know what the hell's gotten in your head, but you better wake the hell up. That's what you do. If you don't make your voices heard, then you may as well condone what's happening because that's what's going to occur. Oh, you think I don't get it? I'm on this radio show. You think I don't get hate, 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 hate? I don't care. I welcome it. And I'll tell you why I welcome it. Because I'll look them dead in the eye, or if it's not in person, I'll write back and tell them, you're full of it. State facts. They can't state facts, folks. I challenge a fact checker. It wasn't even on a post that I had anything to do with. So Joe Biden never, ever tried to shake hands with someone who wasn't there. That's a lie. I said, really? Prove it. That was my comment. I said, hey, fact checker, I want the proof. I want the proof that he was trying to acknowledge the crowd. Show me the proof or shut up. You're not allowed to just say what you think. You're not allowed to just say what your opinion is and say it's a fact. You have no proof that that's what he was doing. You got to challenge them, folks. You got to let them know people are waking up, because they are. Some people are waking up. But for every person who says, well, Ron DeSantis will fight my battles, or Matt Gaetz will fight my battles, or Donald Trump will fight my battles, yeah, they're fighting. You got to help. You can't sit in the crowd and just say, well, I'll be the beneficiary of their hard work. You got to put some in, too. That's why I'm on this radio show, okay? That's why I'm screaming at people. Because this matters. Every single one of your freedoms are going to be stripped from you. And they've clearly said it. They've clearly underlined it. I don't know what you're waiting for. I swear to God, you people could be in the back of a van heading for an internment camp saying, they're not going to do that. We're probably going to the Holiday Inn. There'll be a movie, a little snack afterwards. Oh, well, there are bars, but that's so people don't really get in. And at what point are you going to wake up? You see what's happening in China? You think that can't happen here? There's people screaming in high-rise buildings. We haven't had food in months, and you won't let us out of the goddamn building. And they're saying, resist your urge for freedom. They're sending drones. Resist your urge for freedom. Is that what you want here? Resist your urge for freedom. I'm going to tell you this, folks. One day, history is going to be our ultimate judge. And there is going to be a damn large portion of you who are on the wrong side of it. Because when the smoke clears and the truth is revealed about many things, about COVID, about Hunter Biden's laptop, about the people currently running the Democratic Party, about so many things, our ancestors, our grandchildren are going to look back and say, how could you have been that? How could you have been that blind? Why didn't you stop this when you first saw it coming? Anybody could have saw through that. How come you didn't? That's what's going to happen. We all saw through Black Lives Matter, didn't we? But we didn't dare say it. Because if you said, and I personally experienced this, I personally challenged Black Lives Matter and said, it's not the message that I challenge, it's the organization. And I was told, oh, well, then you're obviously a racist. You don't want justice, equal justice for the African Americans. No, that's not what I said. I said that Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization that's stealing your money. And if you're donating to them, I can guarantee you it ain't going to further any kind of equality and justice in the African-American community. Is going to line the pockets of the uber-rich elitists, and that's what it did. Now we find out, oh, they bought $5 million mansions, $6 million mansions here and there. And you know what they have the nerve to say when they're caught? This is not a time for hatred. This is a time for contemplation and forgiveness. Oh, gotcha. You pieces of garbage. You stole the money from people who probably couldn't even afford to give it in hopes that they were doing something good and just, and you used it to line your own pockets because that's who you are. You're a bunch of Marxist, elitist, ridiculous communists, and I'm tired of you. And really, it does not hurt my feelings if some idiot who thinks Black Lives Matter is a wonderful organization wants to call me a racist, because I know I'm not. So whatever you want to call me is fine. While you're at it, I'm 6'3". Why don't you call me Shorty? I'm 255 pounds. Why don't you call me Skinny? It doesn't matter to me. I am not going to be intimidated by that, and you shouldn't either. Speak out. The more people that we know are on our side and the more people that speak up and people say, oh, look, people are speaking up, that's what will happen. I tell a story that I once went to an event, a sporting event. Not really a sporting event, I guess. It was a professional wrestling card. And it was a very small card being held in the gymnasium, and it was a minor league type thing, and there was maybe 100 people there, tops. And everybody was sitting on their hands. I don't want to be the first person to speak. I don't want to be the first person to make any noise. It was like a library. Me and my friends went in there, we raised some hell, and the next thing you know, the whole audience is raising hell, and everybody said, we had a great time. Yeah, it's just that people don't want to be the first. Well, let's us all be the first. Let's all speak our minds here. Let's all open up and scream from the rafters that this is nonsense and we will not stand for it, and maybe the people who are too afraid to scream from the rafters will then stand up and do it too. But someone has to be first. Do you want your children indoctrinated by an ideology so sinister that they literally say, if you're 5 years old, you should know what your sexuality is, which is just one step away from, and also who you want to have sex with? Because why do you need to know your sexuality if you're not going to use it? Why don't you wait until you have those urges, and then you'll know what your sexuality is, right? Oh, no. No, you'll pick now when you're 5 or 6 in case some pedophile wants a shot at you. That's the next thing. You think they're not hauling pedophiles out of Disney by the handful? Oh, and it's just a, whoa, what a coincidence that Disney is all for this, huh? How come they attract so many pedophiles to work for their organization? And not just pushing a button on a ride either. I'm talking about even in their business. How come? How come that is? That's interesting. How come they're being hauled out of CNN? That's interesting. You better wake up quick, folks. They're going to take everything you got. Everything you have, your property, your right to free speech, your right to bear arms, your right to raise your children in the way you see fit, your right to make your own health decisions and decide what you want to eat and put in your body. They're taking it all. They don't want a little bit. They want it all. And then these nice people who you think are so sane and wonderful and saintly and woke are going to turn into snakes and say, you don't get a say. You'll do what we say. Just like they did with Bill Maher, who was just the most wonderful man in the world. He was a saint. Saint Maher. Oh, my goodness. Everybody go on his show and praise him. And then he says one thing. He says, this is ridiculous. A man can't have a baby. He's evil. No one go on his show. No one watch his show. He's the enemy now. Instead of saying, well, okay, he has a difference of opinion, big deal. Well, they can't have that. It's lockstep or nothing, folks, because they want to own you. They don't want to be your representative any longer. They don't want to be your voice politically. They want to own you. You are their servants. You are their minions. When this Article 42 is going to be repealed, guess what's going to happen? The border is going to be flooded. None of them are going to have COVID tests. And you're saying, there's another COVID strain coming across, and everybody has to be triple vaccinated and have 15 booster shots. None of these people are. Now, do you think that makes sense if we're going to have a recurrence of COVID? Or do you think it would make more sense to say everybody's got to stay out of the country? They think you're idiots. That's all. They think you're big idiots who just, we'll overlook that. Doesn't make any sense. When someone can look at you like Jen Psaki looked at a reporter and said, kissing someone on the cheek is not considered close contact if the person has COVID, then I don't know why you're believing anything anymore. Then I don't know. If kissing someone on the cheek is not considered close contact, then I don't know. Then what are we all worried about? What are we all worried about? Stay 6 feet away, wear 3 masks, get 15 booster shots. Don't go out unless you have to. But they can kiss people on the cheek. And they have COVID. Interesting. And that's not close contact because they're your leaders. Folks, it's up to you now. The lines are drawn. These people want power. If they get the power again, if the midterm elections work out for the Democrats, and if 2024 works out for the Democrats, you can kiss the United States of America goodbye, and in its place will be a far different country, one you will not recognize and you will not wish to live in. It is time for you to stop being complacent and stand up and do something about it before it's too late.